Blessed be your name. God bless you, choir. Thank you. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. In the few minutes, and then we're going to the practicality of this, we shall be looking at the prophet of prayer. The prophet of prayer, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Isaiah 45 and in verse 19, Isaiah 45:19, it said, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. Our objective tonight is understanding the profitability of prayer. Are we wasting our time when we pray? Is there any profit in prayer? No. Scriptures make it clear that seeking God is profitable in all ways. Seeking God. It's not a waste of venture. It is profitable in every way. We look at the lives of praying men and women in Scripture. People like Moses, Elijah, women like Esther, like Hannah, people like Daniel, Job. We saw the impact. Jacob, Jabez. We saw the impact and the profitability of their prayer lives in Scripture. Now, the man, the woman who prays, what profit does he or she expect out of praying? Number one, prayer is the secret of power with God. It's the secret of power with God. People of prayer are people of power. Men of prayer are men of power. Women of prayer are women of power. In Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24 to verse 28, we saw the example of Jacob. He wrestled, but in verse 28, he left with power. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 and in verse 1, we saw how Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. You read all the way, and by the time you are arriving at verse 11, you will see them manifesting power with the crippled man at the gate called Beautiful. So the hour of prayer became the hour of power. Prayer is the secret of power with God. If you are not prayerless, you are not permitted to be powerless. Prayerful people are powerful people. Number two, prayer is the secret of access to the voice of God. Is the secret of access to the voice of God. The easiest way to hear God is to step into communion with God. The place of prayer is the place of communion. Communion means you are speaking to God and God is speaking back to you. So prayer is a two-way channel. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16, it says, stand in the ways. Thus saith the Lord. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Stand in the way and ask. The place of prayer is the place of inquiry. An inquiry gives you access to the voice of God. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, you know the scripture. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set me upon my tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me. So the place of watching, which is the same as the place of prayer, is the place of waiting to hear what he will say. Is the place of waiting to hear what he will say. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. The Bible talks about the apostles. Now there was a church in Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon and all of that. And in verse 2, the Bible said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and that is with prayer, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. The place of prayer is a place of access to the voice of God. If I didn't go for 3 days, in the week of May, last week of May of 1996, in the city of Barkinladi, Ganarop, upon the mountains, if I didn't go there, maybe we won't be here. Because the vision, the revelation for ministry met me in that place of prayer at the junction of life. If I didn't go to ask the Lord after he spoke to me about who to marry, maybe I wouldn't be married to my wife today. The place of prayer is the place where we receive direction. The place of prayer is the place where we have access to the voice of God. Thirdly, the prayer is the secret of life's transformation. A man's life can be completely transformed at the altar of prayer. I have said many times that prayer does not only change things. Prayer changes people. The man who prays is changed by his prayer life. We saw the example of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9 all the way to verse 10. The Bible said Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez because he said, I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my cause. Let your hand be with me. Keep me from evil that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. At the place of prayer, Jabez the sorrowful became Jabez the honorable. Prayer changes people. It does not just change things. It changes people. Growing up as a young man in secondary school, I was a little bit timid in terms of being able to address or face a crowd. But by the time I plunged myself in God and plunged myself in the place of prayer, there is no group. I mean, if you were to gather devils in hell now, they can be addressed and put in their place. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Prayer does not only change things, it changes people. The man who prays is changed by his prayer. In Luke chapter 9, verse 29, we saw how Jesus, the Bible said, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. And his raiment was white as and glittering. The fashion of his countenance was altered. Prayer changed Jesus. Something got altered. His raiment became white and glittering. Prayer can break the chain of addiction. Prayer can break the spell of bad lifestyle. Prayer is the secret of life's transformation. Number 4, prayer is the secret of victory over the enemy. Victory in battle. If there is a battle, if there are enemy forces around your life, at the place of prayer, victory over the enemy can be experienced. In 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel were surrounded. If you look at from verse 1 to verse 3, for example, 2 Chronicles 21 all the way to verse 3, and you look at that, it came to pass after this also that the children of Israel, of Moab, and the children of Ammon, with them, other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. 3 nations against 1. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord.
and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah. You see, they proclaim the fast. They proclaim the fast. It was war, three nations against one, and they began to pray. If you jump all the way to verse 12, and after verse 12, I'll read 14 to 17, they prayed, "Oh our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." That was the prayer they prayed. Then upon Judah, in response to the prayer they prayed, because they were surrounded, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. In response to their prayer, the Spirit of the Lord landed to bring direction on what to do. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go ye down against them." God is giving direction. "Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph." He was telling exactly where they are coming from. "And you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Comfort is coming. Hope is coming. Assurance is coming in the middle of the battle based on their prayers. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." This is somebody's word, particularly tonight. I don't know the kind of battle or the situation you are in tonight, but I prophesy and I announce, Jehovah shall take over the battle and the devil shall find his level to hell. Shout the Lord and say amen. After they heard that, I believe by virtue of further direction in verse 21 and 22, they consulted with the people and then appointed singers unto the Lord. All this thing is happening based on the praying. And they should praise the beauty of holiness. Most times we talk about the power of praise here. But we never knew that the praise worked from the prayer. As they went out before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and praise, and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Everyone who has come against you, come against the church of this hour, come against this church, come against your family, their sword shall be turned against each other, and they shall help to finish each other. You believe it? Say the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Prayer, the secret of victory in battle. Samuel and the children of Israel were in battle. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8 to verse 11. They were in battle. Prayer gave them the victory. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines." And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a whole burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. They were in battle, and he was praying and crying. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, and the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before the Lord. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Hallelujah! I see heavens fighting for somebody. I see heavens fighting for Nigeria. I see the heavens fighting for this nation. You believe that? Say the loudest amen. We are seeing terrorists being deleted. And it is just that we are just at the beginning of it. You know, while we are in the service now, the prayer is going on. I'm sure you are hearing some of them from there. While the 24-hour prayer chain is on, the terrorists, their informants, their collaborators, their sponsors, their mediators, their fathers, their patrons,
None is spared. None is spared. None is spared. None. They are importers. Those who imported them to Nigeria. Those who invited them to make the land unbearable and nation ungovernable. None shall be spared. Hallelujah. So, beloved brothers and sisters, I'd like you to lay hold of the weapon of prayer in the middle of battle. In the middle of battle, in the midst of any form of battle around your life. And I decree victory tonight. You believe this? Say aloud, amen. And so what have we said so far? We have said so far that prayer is the place, is the secret of power with God. And that prayer is the secret of access to the voice of God. And that prayer is the secret of life's transformation. And that prayer is the secret of victory over the enemy. Victory in battle. Is that where we stopped? Number 5. Prayer is the secret of accessing divine promises. What God promised in His word. It is at the place of prayer that we gain access to them. Elisha established the word of God in Israel. Established the promises of God at the place of prayer. When he said in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36. When he said, "Hear me, O Lord." He said, "Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. And that I am thy servant. And that I am doing all these things at thy word." Whatever I am doing and whatever I am praying is on the basis of this book. What you said in your word. What you said in your word is what I am accessing and enforcing. That is prayer. It's the basis. In the book of Hosea chapter 14 verse 2. It said, "Take with you words and turn to the Lord." Hosea. "Take with you words and turn to the Lord." Is there something you are standing on? Is there a promise of God to you that is not appearing to be fulfilled? You take it with you at the place of prayer. In John chapter 15 verse 7. He said, "If you abide in me and my word abide in you," that word will take you into the place of prayer. "You will ask what you will, which is in accordance with what my word has said, and it shall be done unto you." Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. So we enforce, you don't just claim promises, all right? You enforce promises. You take the promises to the one who promised it. It is like writing a check and taking it to the bank. "Bank, I have deposits here. Honor the check. Lord, this is what you said. Honor your word. Honor it in my life. Honor it in my experience. Honor it in my situation." And you stay there. And you remain there. I have seen God honor His word in my own life in many areas. In the ministry, in many areas. And He will honor His word in your life. Somebody say loud, amen. He will honor His word in your life. Say loud, amen. Number 6. Prayer is the secret of the enforcement of prophecies. The enforcement of prophecies. What has been prophesied can be enforced at the place of prayer. Daniel enforced prophecy. The prophecy regarding the return of the captivity of Judah. He enforced it at the place of prayer. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 and in verse 2. He said, "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And then I set my face to seek the Lord." Jeremiah prophesied that after 70 years, Israel will return back to their land. Where is Jeremiah's prophecy. Jeremiah chapter 27. Can you look at from verse 8? And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon. That nation will I punish, said the Lord, with a sword and with a famine, and with pestilence until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore, hearken not ear. Go to verse 10. Alright, so I think I got it. It's a different passage. I'm looking at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. Sorry about that. Jeremiah 29. Alright. There's another one. Let's look at this first then. And this whole land shall be in desolation and an assembly. And this nation shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now go to Jeremiah 29. That was 25:11. 29, look from verse 8:9 thereabout. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets... Now, all right. For thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word to you in causing you to return to this place. God is speaking. This is the prophecy. This was the prophecy that Daniel saw. And he took it to God. God, you say, after 70 years, you will cost. And that is why verse 11 follows. For I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you the unexpected end. The end is 70 years and you will come back. When 70 years was coming and they were not coming back, Daniel went to God at a place of prayer to establish the prophecy. And he prayed. And the captivity of Judah was terminated. Somebody say a loud amen. In the New Testament, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, we war with prophecies. It says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare. Prophecies are weapons of war. We war with prophecies at the place of prayer. Father, this is what you said. Concerning the year 2025, that I shall walk in dominion and take charge everywhere, that I shall have it the way I want it. This is not what I want. This is not what I want. This is not what I want. I must have it the way I want it, according to your prophetic word from your servant. Jikeke papa lara hasadiga, lika Satan, find your level. Prayer is the secret of the enforcement of prophecies. Number 7 is like unto number 6. Prayer is the secret of the enforcement of the will and purpose of God in the earth. The will and the purpose of God in the earth. This is not just promises in scriptures now. This is not just what has been prophesied now. This is what God gave you the privilege to know. This is my will for you. This is my will for the church. This is my will for the nation. Then we enforce it in prayer. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 10, when he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is what prayer does. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We use the altar of prayer to enforce the will of God in the earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 14 to verse 15. See, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. At the place of prayer, we ask to enforce his will, what God wants. Like we have said over and over, the will of God is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, prayer. There could be more in another service, but for today, number 8, prayer is the secret of the reversal of negative history, label, or patterns. Negative history, negative label, negative pattern. You reverse negative history, negative label at the altar of prayer. That was what happened to Ruth. Sorry. What's her name? The mother of Samuel. Hannah. Happened to Hannah. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. Her history was a history of barrenness. And then she went before God. From verse 11 to verse 19. And she went and prayed. Held on to the horns of the altar. She prayed until the change happened. That history was cancelled. She brought forth a child. Second example, Jabez. Jabez had a label called sorrow. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 10. The life of Jabez, that history was cancelled. That label was changed at the place of prayer. Hallelujah. And third example, of course, is Jacob. Jacob was the man who moved from being called a swindler, a con man, to becoming Israel, a nation. That was Jacob. Genesis 32:28. Beloved brothers and sisters, conclusion and counsel. Number 1. There is no wasted labor in God, no wasted pursuit of God. There is no wasted labor in or pursuit of God. No wasted labor in God. No wasted pursuit of God. When we grew, some thought we were wasting our lives. This is where the waste of life has brought us. Today there are about 5,000 pastors in Uganda gathered in one place. Do you have the clip? In preparation for the healing and deliverance crusade that is to happen in that country in the month of September. This is where the waste of life, brothers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 58. You see what he said? 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast in all that you do, including steadfastness in prayer. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding at the altar of prayer, for as much as you know that your labor, your prayer labor, and every form of labor you labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody say, I am not wasting my life. I am not wasting my time. I am not serving God for nothing. I am not wasting my life. I am not wasting my time. I am not serving God for nothing. Say, my labor shall be rewarded. My labor is being rewarded. You can check the clips. We showed that of Madagascar the other day, where we'll be going next month in another 3 weeks' time. There is no wasted labor in God. No wasted pursuit of God. Don't let anybody, you see, that was Madagascar. Pastors gathered, ministers gathered. The largest of such that island nation in the middle of the Indian Ocean, about 3 hours away from the east coast of Africa. Right there. That is, you are inside flying on top of the ocean for about 3 to 4 hours before you meet them inside the middle of the ocean. Hallelujah. They'll show you Uganda shortly. That's the first. There is no wasted labor. Number two. Conclusion and counsel. Two. Seek God at all times with all that you have to find Him. Seek God at all times with all that you have to find Him. All that you have got. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. He said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Not with a half of your heart. Not with a part of your heart. The other day, we went to the prayer altar there, the 24-hour prayer. And after I finished my schedule, 1 hour, little plus, I was driving out. And I told my wife, Dr. Mr. Nenshan, I said, "Am I wasting my life? No. If I am not here now, where else would I be? Nowhere. What else would I be doing now that will give me more joy than this? Nothing. If I wasn't doing this, what else? Nothing. What I am doing is no longer a labor. It has become a hobby. You know the way football fans watch football? Huh? You know the way people have, this is my hobby. To go to Disneyland. This is my hobby. To pray without stopping. Praise the Lord. Please, when it is time to pray, pray. When it is time for anything to, if you shall search for me with all your, let God know you are not playing games. Let God know you are real. Let God know you are intense. Let God know you are real. Let God know you are intense. You are not wasting your life. I met a 78-year-old minister of the gospel. I have labored for years. And he came to see me and we were talking. He told me how his house rent is due by, is it 800,000? And how he's building a house, I think a 3 or 4 bedroom flat. And he's trusting God for it to be completed. 78 years. I said, "Wow. Number one, give me your account number. That house rent is cleared. Number two, let me see your engineer concerning the house." You know what I told him? I said, "Seeing you now, God will use this situation to show you that you didn't waste your life." You can't be looking for house rent at 78, at 80, because you pastored before. That devil is a pastor. Not when we are aware. If we are not aware, it is possible, but now we are aware. You are rescued. After all those are handled, he is sure of something monthly till the day of his exit. He's sure of something. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So I'm not just in the defense of God for my life. I'm about the defense of God for another's life. Nobody. I'm not wasting my life. And I won't watch the devil make anybody feel they are wasting their time. Stand up on your feet. That is the pastor's meeting in Uganda today. This is not a crusade. Lift up your hands, everybody. Always my life, again and again, on you, there is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, what a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you, on you, what a good way. What a good way to be wasted, wasted, Lord, on you, on you. I'll waste my life, again and again, on you, on your. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on your, on your. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for what you have received. Say after me, say, Father, thank you. Louder, say, Father, thank you. Because I am convinced.
Convinced.
That I am not wasting my life. I'm not wasting my time. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your word. To me tonight. As I seek you. With all my heart. I know I shall find you. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God.
On you,
what a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you,
on you. On your, on your.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you the praise. We're going to pray intensely for the nation against the terroristic situation, against evil leadership. And when we talk about evil and bad leadership, we are not talking about persons. We are talking about a system that has held our nation for long. Not an individual. It's beyond an individual. We're going to pray for revival. We're going to pray for the life of the church, the members of the church. And I believe that the Lord will help us. Lift up your hands. I say, Father,
Father,
I receive the spirit of grace,
spirit of grace
and supplication.
And supplication.
So pray with all my heart.
With all my heart.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Hosea 13 and in verse 14, can we read together? I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be healed from my heart. Pray after me. Say, Father, we pray every curse of strange diseases, cancers, or terminal ailments among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people. Lord, in Jesus' name. What about that? Say, Father, we pray every curse of strange diseases, cancers, or terminal ailments. Among your people, we arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead. Mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Isaiah 54, verse number 17, and Matthew 16, 18, 19. Rest loose together. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Matthew 16, 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Please repeat after me. Say, Father, we take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church in this hour. We nullify the agenda of misrepresentation. We neutralize their devices of falsehood and scatter their conspiracies and gang up in this season. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. I'm going to go to the hospital.
mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Revelation 12:11.
11a.
11a. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
And by the word.
Genesis 4:11. And now thou art crossed from the earth, which has opened our mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Number 26:10.
And the earth opened
her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah. When the company died, what time did they have 250 men? And they became a sign.
Hallelujah.
Lift your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
We neutralize the diabolic power
of
the wicked terrorists,
of
the kidnappers,
the
bandits,
and
herdsmen by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we decree that the
earth
of our nation will first reject them and then
swallow them
outside
of sight.
Jesus' name we are praying. Psalm 97 and verse 3. Let's read together.
The fire goeth before him,
and burn them of his enemies round about. Hallelujah. Say, Father,
Father,
we set on fire, every witchcraft,
occultic,
or diabolic altar, manipulating the destiny of our nation. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize their blood
sacrifice
by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, and we decree confusion in the camp of the evil and wicked leaders in our
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 9, verse 34 and 35. And Peter said unto him, let's read together.
Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make them be whole.
Arise and make thy bed. And immediately arose. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Sarah saw him. And turn to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your voice and let's pray. Say, Father,
we ask
for the manifestation of your power and presence through this altar that will compel the submission and surrender of whole cities, whole territories, whole nations, including our nation in revival. Father, we ask for the manifestation of your power and your presence through this altar that will compel the submission and surrender of whole cities, territories, nations, including our nation, in revival. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
The Lord heard us say loud, amen.
The Bible said in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans 8, 26. Everybody read one to go. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helpeth us intermediate. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, there are times when you don't know what to pray for yourself. You don't even know what to pray about. You don't even, okay, you know the problem, but you don't know how to go about it. That is when the Holy Spirit helps us. We're going to do about 8 minutes of irrigation. Praying for yourself. Spirit of God, help me to intercede. Just pray for me. Pray for me. Help me intercede on matters, relevant matters of my life, of my destiny, that will bring change and solution. Right now, lift your voice and say, Father,
I ask
for the help of the Holy Ghost to pray for me right now, to intercede for me in the language I do not understand, to handle situations around my life that I do not understand. I receive the fire. I receive the power. So pray now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Rata sa 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 s Pray. If there are issues, you want to table before God. Ah, shall I hear
Heard and answered us, shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us, shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us, shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A big clap and a loud shout of praise. A big clap and a loud shout of praise. We're going to proceed in 3 minutes of celebration. You are just going to celebrate like somebody who just won a lottery. Am I communicating? A spiritual lottery, not a physical one, because you are not encouraged to play a physical lottery. Am I speaking to somebody here? Like somebody who just hit a jackpot. Am I communicating at all? Shake somebody's hands and say congratulations. Something just happened for you in the realm of the spirit. Celebration for 3 minutes. Let's go. Hit the road running. Hit the road running. Go, 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 go.
Oh my.
And receive the prophetic word that came in the time of the tonguing. Lift up your hands. The irrigation. That 8 minutes irrigation. The Lord showed me that number one, a satanic controversy and confusion around the life and the endeavor of somebody has just been terminated. In the name that is above every name, whatever be the conspiracy of hell, whatever be the confusion of hell created around your life, around your family, around your workplace, it just got terminated. He showed me specific direction. Somebody at a junction of decision, a specific strategic direction with clarity, without confusion. It has just been released. Receive in the name of Jesus. He showed me the release of a divine idea, like a business idea, like a financial idea. Ikoba, under the next 24 hours, I declare that it shall manifest fully. For somebody is already coming, but you are not sure. I declare the clarity and the confirmation in the name of Jesus. Then he showed me, number four, a mystery that has just been unveiled. Something that the enemy has kept as a mystery around over your life. A mystery behind your misery. The reason why it appears like your prayer is not answered, and what to do about it. In the name of Jesus, I declare that mystery that has been covered around your life, that mystery that is behind your suffering, I declare it completely unveiled, and I declare your answer released. The Bible said the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans 8:19. It showed me that somebody has just stepped into their season of manifestation. That season you have been waiting for. Lord, when will my prophecy come to pass? Lord, when will this great potential be made manifest? Lord, when will my generation hear my voice? Hey! Step into your season of manifestation now, in the name of Jesus. Number six, it showed me the arrest of satanic harassment. Satanic harassment of somebody's life. As if you owe the devil something and he's harassing your life and harassing your life. This also goes with satanic molestation. I declare everyone that is a victim, as if there was a particular contract that handed your life over to the devil. And no matter what you did, the devil will not leave you alone. I stand by an apostolic and a prophetic mantle tonight. I say that contract is cancelled. That yoke is broken. Then he showed me somebody, number seven, that was forgotten like Joseph. Tonight, you are remembered. The systems and the individuals that must remember you for good and remember you for favor, they shall not only remember you, they shall stand for you. They shall get in touch with you. In the name of Jesus. He showed me number eight, the release of arrested rewards. You labored and you have not been rewarded. Your effort has not been rewarded accordingly. I declare the release. Anywhere your labor, your reward is hanging. Anywhere you have labored, you worked, you have even forgotten for somebody here. Your reward is released. And then 90 showed me the termination of battle. battle. Termination of battle. Affliction battle. Sickness battle. Battle concerning your family. The devil wants to ensure you are apart. Husband and wife are apart. The termination of battle. Long battle. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Battle for 20 years. Hey! I declare the termination of battle. That termination of battle is here. Number 10, he showed me the end of shame. That situation that has been like a shameful situation. A situation of shame around you. There is somebody you can't sleep in people's house because you wet the bed. You will urinate overnight. Your bladder has no control. Adult. So you can't go out. How do I get married with this condition? That devil is a liar. That shame is arrested. Every other form of shame is arrested. And then he showed me the reversal of diagnosis. They say HIV positive, it is cancelled. SS is cancelled. AS is cancelled. Hypertension is cancelled. Diabetes is cancelled. Hepatitis is cancelled. Cancer cancelled. Are you ready to receive what God has in store? And if there is anything that pertains to you that has not been mentioned, get ready because it's about to come upon you. Lift your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, receive the visit, your visitation. You scream, I receive. And you place your hand on yourself and blast in tongues for 1 minute. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, receive your visitation. Receive it. Receive it. Pray. Pray in the spirit, pray, pray, pray. Now, establish it with the shout of victory. Are you ready? When I say in the name of Jesus, hallelujah! Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah! So, keep shouting. Shout, jump, run, shout, jump. I want to see the location. Jump it, shout it.
give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened. Going up to the high place to tear the devil's kingdom down. One more minute. You have something, God did something for you. An encounter, healing. Just check yourself. You just notice that what you came in with has gone. The pain is gone. The affliction is gone. You saw yourself come out of a hole. God gave you a visitation. Just 1 minute. Going up to the high places. While that is happening, we can take our position for communion as well. Let's go.
We're going up to the high places.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. To tear the devil's kingdom. Let's go. We're going up to the high places.
Let's go up,
going up to the high place. We're going up to the high place. We're going up to the high place. Who's reborn?
Will you believe?
I shall believe the reborn. Who's reborn? Will you believe? I shall believe.
And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Yes.